always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Margaret Millar. A U.S. journalist detained in Russia, veteran Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovic detained in central Russia, the FSB accusing him of spying for the U.S. on a business backed by Russia's military-industrial complex. It's unlikely Republicans will do anything about an assault weapons ban in the wake of this week's Nashville school shooting carried out by a shooter with two semi-automatic rifles. Still, the Biden administration trying to keep the pressure on them, spokesman Karine Jean-Pierre.
Republicans in Congress need to show some courage. And if they had courage, they would be introducing legislation on assault ban, on banning assault weapons today.
Two U.S. Army Black Hawk helicopters have crashed in Kentucky during a training flight. No word on the crews. There will be a news conference later this morning at Fort Campbell. Kentucky lawmakers overriding Governor Andy Beshear's veto, forcing a bill that bans access to gender-affirming care for underage trans individuals to go into effect. This is ABC News. President Biden hosting the second Democracy Summit of his administration.
Democracies of the world are getting stronger, not weaker. Autocracies of the world are getting weaker, not stronger.
The president providing optimistic themes, declaring democracies are turning the tide. One California county is getting creative with its flood prevention.
In Tulare County, South Valley, fire crews have spent days building what's called a muscle wall, a temporary flood wall made out of plastic barriers to protect homes and a golf course that could flood all the way through this summer as snow melts in the mountains and flows down the Kings River. Rick Carhart is with Cal Fire.
This is a situation that is going to be affecting Tulare County for months.
It's a one-mile-long barrier they hope will prevent catastrophic flooding. So far, corralling the force of the river has been a challenge. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Several California counties being told not to be surprised if they hear a sonic boom this morning. It'll be from the return of the SpaceX rocket. Mark Millard, ABC News.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake?
No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development?
Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold. 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football. You're about to find out under the helmet with a Grave Digger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The spring election is Tuesday, April 4th. It's being called one of the most important in the country, with candidates for one state Supreme Court seat on the ballot.
Vote, then tune to your local Civic Media radio station for coverage you won't find anywhere else.
It kicks off at 7 p.m. with a special As Dells Wisconsin.
Then at 8, News Director Terry Bell has results with reporters checking in from around the state.
Election coverage live Tuesday, April 4th, starting at 7 on your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you're age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I'm an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Did you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes
All right.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me for just 1 hour.
Maybe you could find a way.
To get inside each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Then these disasters will make sure we're safe. And it's the best way to protect our legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Welcome to the 1 o'clock No Sour Ha Ha Funny Hour. No Sour Happy Fun Time Ha Ha Power Hour. Welcome to the No Sour Fun Time Ha Ha Power Hour.
Oh, she did it.
I got it. I got it.
I think she stopped it. I think she stopped it.
Wisconsin Ford, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bryan with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Hello, Wisconsin! Welcome to the No Sour Ha Ha Fun Time Power Hour.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's it. You said it, yeah. I've heard you say it right before.
Yeah, I've been saying it right. It took me about a month, but we've been saying it right.
Maybe longer. That's fine.
That's fine. That's fine. We got Greg Bach here. We've got Gina here, as always, and we also have Milwaukee comedian AJ Grill on the phone. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, how's it going?
Good. This show's flying by.
Yeah.
We have lots of comedians today. We should do this more.
Yeah, we should have more comedians on. We need more attention.
We need to live up to the tagline. Yeah.
Yeah.
The tagline of one joke at a time.
Yeah, thank you.
There's a lot of serious things, but we need more jokes, AJ.
Other than Greg, who else did you have on today?
We had Corey Ryan Forrester from the Well Read Group, because he had we didn't have him on for necessarily the most fun reason, because he had a video that went fairly viral this week about becoming a new dad and not being more conservative because of the shooting that happened in Nashville. He was still learning.
Yeah, very funny.
He got around to the comedy part as well, but we were very happy to have you here as a Milwaukee comedian for the last 10 years, and you got a new album out, and so, or are you just filming it?
It's out. It's on YouTube. The audio version has not come out yet, but we will be releasing that soon. But yeah, it's on YouTube for everyone to go view.
And what's it called?
I'll quit when I'm 30.
There it is.
Are you 30?
I'm 31.
31.
He quit a year ago. He still comes to the open mic. He's like, I don't know why I'm doing this. I had a contract with comedy.
Yep. That's right.
So is that the premise of the album? Is basically when you started comedy 10 years ago, and you have a problem with yourself that you quit when you were 30?
Yes, it's not the premise of the album, but yes, I remember walking home from my second open mic ever, thinking, if I don't have a career, I was 21, and I was like, if I don't have a career by 30, I'll quit. Which is, if you're in comedy, that's just an insane thing to think that you can't achieve. But it's just something that I've always thought about, and now I know that I'm never going to quit.
Well, it's interesting in creative pursuits, and I would love to get your opinion on this. Like, what does having a career mean? Because I think that it's probably something that each person has to define for themselves. But does it mean paying your bills with it? Does it mean getting to do it? Because whether it's acting or music or comedy, like, what does success look like? Because I guess for you, 10 years in, has that changed over time? Or like, what is having a career, quote, I'm doing air quotes for people who are just listening, what does it mean?
That's partially why I called the album that, is because it's up for debate. I think to me it means, being able to pay my bills with it, but I think I would be doing myself a disservice to say that I don't have a career in comedy. I do have a career in comedy. I got to do comedy all over and do some cool stuff with it. But I think to me, yeah, career is making a living and doing it, which I'm not full time yet, but you know, working my way there.
Yeah. Well, and one of the things with Corey is he was talking about having a special. He just released a special with the guys he works with. And I just wanted to know, you know, we see all these specials on Amazon and Netflix and everything, and kind of get an idea of what goes into the process when you have a big production company. But you did this from the ground up by on your own, put together everything. But like, what is it like to put together a special that you there was video and audio of yourself? Like, what's the process?
Yeah, I worked with a local group that they really focused on like music production, mm-hmm. not music production, like music videos. They're called Here Presents, and I worked on a project with their director, Cheston. And I just loved his work, and he was really good. But yeah, they had never done comedy before, so it was a lot of... It was learning for me, it was learning for them. If I go back, there's some things that would change, but I'm very happy with the product. But it's, you know, it was a learning experience for all of us. I'm better for it. I know that they're better for it. But it was tough, you know, jumping into... a part of a comedy that I've never ever experienced before, so it was tough. And you know, hindsight is always 20/20 or whatever they say. So it was tough, but I was happy with the people, especially like Cheston that I had to kind of direct and worry about all the camera stuff, and I just really worried about the jokes.
We're talking to the comedian AJ Grill about his new album called Women 30. Where can people find it? On YouTube right now.
YouTube. Follow me on Instagram. I will be announcing when we release the audio. Hopefully that'll be on like SiriusXM and stuff too. So
when you say a part of comedy that you hadn't played in before, what do you mean, the album itself? Or like, how does that look different than just, because you know, I feel like when you watch the special, It looks like they're just doing, and sometimes they cut between multiple different shows, but it's the same set. But it's largely just looks like you are doing your set, but there's cameras there as well. So, like, what, when you say that part of comedy, like, what was so new about it and so different than just doing your set at any comedy club?
For sure. We do live shows all the time, right? I mean, I've been on camera before. I've recorded my own sets or been at places that they record your set. But this was different because I had a couple thousand dollars invested in it, which, you know, and I knew I had to get it right, but it was the culmination of 10 years of work, that, you know, those jokes, other than like two or three of them are going to be done now. So it was, and yeah, I don't know about distribution. I don't know about, you know, getting it on and all these other platforms. Like, I've only ever focused on the show that I have that night, making the best it can possibly be, where this was like, I'm jumping into this thing that's going to live on, hopefully, you know, beyond me, and how do I make it the best I can possibly make it? So, it was nerve-wracking.
Yeah, because when you decide you're going to do a special or record a record, usually, you know, from our experience, you just say, like, all right, next year I'm going to do it, because that means at that point you're going to start even the material you've been doing for years over and over and over again. You now have to take a special microscope to a special magnifying glass to it and say, I have to look at this joke I've been doing for years, and I really have to fine-tune it. I have to hone it down. No fat on this joke. No extraneous words. And it has to be perfect, and I have to be able to recite that perfectly for this camera that, as you said, AJ, I paid thousands of dollars for.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Part of that, because I found this in like a handful of sketches that I've made with friends, and we decided to film it. And we'll be laughing so hard in person, and maybe it's just because we think we're hilarious, but like when we're actually filming the thing and seeing our friend perform, or being at Laughing Tap and, mm-hmm. and being there in person, the contagious sense of laughter in person. And so when you're saying you have to make the joke that tight, is it because things that are very funny in person don't always translate to be as funny on camera, or is it because it just lives on forever? Like, either of you can answer.
Yeah, from my point of view, it just has to do with the time of the show. So like, you know, an album or a special has a finite amount of time you can record. So I have to make sure that if I'm doing a joke, if I have 60 minutes of material, that every joke stays within that confines. Because if I if you think about it, if I tack another 10 seconds on to every joke I do, I've gone over my time.
Mm.
I've got to hone it down so that 60 minutes is tight, it's right there, and everything. And AJ, I mean, I don't know how you think about it, though. So.
Yeah, no, I think both of those things, right? I mean, like, you want it to be as tight as you possibly can, but especially if you think about, like, yeah, you're not in the room with me and in the audience, and so it does have to hit super hard. And then on the flip side of that, I think about the audio. You're not seeing the little idiosyncrasies. Mm-hmm. I mean, you just had to fill out the audience, you're doing air quotes. I mean, you can't see my act outs. I have a particular joke where I talk about my grandmother with Parkinson's, who also has a concealed character permit, and I do the little act out of shaking the gun around, but that's not going to translate as well in the video, or excuse me, the audio. So yeah, you got to think about all those sorts of things.
And what I love about AJ, because AJ, as he knows, is one of my favorite people. Think about that joke. I love that joke. And I'm telling that joke in my head. Because I love that joke so much. Gonna shine
it in my head. I didn't add it into the album, but my grandmother is now in an assisted living, and I was gifted that gun.
Yeah. Jay, you need a question?
I do. AJ, is it, now you said you're going to have to give up some jokes because they're, you know, it's recorded forever. Isn't that like giving up a favorite thing? I just would think that for some jokes, it's got to be so painful. It's like, God, I love that joke. It kills every time. And, oh.
There's part of that, and I mean, that's not to say that if someone's going to pay me good money to headline outside of the city of Milwaukee, I'll break in some of those old jokes. Don't get me wrong, the price is right. But I think I'm like, I don't have kids, but I imagine like by the time your kid's 18, you're like, okay, you gotta go. Like, it's time for you. I love you. I love you so much, but you gotta get out of here.
I'm sick of you. I'm sick of telling you.
I mean, that's that's the thing about, like, you know, when we watch our, I don't know if we call them colleagues or whatever, but these comics who are out there putting out a special every 2 years, that's what they're doing. They write new material, they tour it for about a year, then they spend a year honing it, and then they do their special, and in the industry we call it burning. You burn an hour. You burn the hour and it's gone. Now, there are some people like Jim Gaffigan, he's a very gracious comedian. He understands where his appeal is, and he will get back on stage for an encore. Like, who wants to hear an old joke? Are there any requests? He does that. That's not in the specials, but he knows that people want to hear, you know, like they want to hear that.
Exactly.
You know?
That's so interesting. And we have to go to break, but that's such an interesting idea because I think that there's a Joni Mitchell quote where, like, she says something like, you know, art and all the different types of art, no one ever asked Van Gogh, like, just paint Starry Night again, man. Like, yeah, I'm like, music.
For sure. Exactly.
You want to, you go because you want to hear that song.
Yeah.
And there's certain jokes that, like, no matter how many times you hear it, it's still funny.
Yeah. All
right, we're going to take a quick break with AJ Grill. We'll still be here when we come back. Stick with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Hey, talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999 and again 2001 to 2003. 125
games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out
under the helmet of the Great Digger, featuring Pat. Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The spring election is Tuesday, April 4th. It's being called one of the most important in the country, with candidates for one state Supreme Court seat on the ballot.
Folks, then tune to your local Civic Media radio station for coverage you won't find anywhere else.
It kicks off at 7 p.m. with a special Ask Us Wisconsin.
At 8, News Director Terry Bell has the results with reporters checking in from around the state.
Election coverage live Tuesday, April 4th, starting at 7 on your local Civic Media radio station, streaming on the Civic Media app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
So we're going to try to hype me up for my 30s. Maybe you guys had the same thing. Like, they all said the same thing. Like, age of your 30s is great. Your 30s are like your 20s, but with money. But I know that's not true for me specifically. Okay. Because in the daytime, I work at a nonprofit. Yeah, that's right there in the name, folks. Nonprofit. Okay. You understand? Follow? Like, also, that sentence doesn't make any sense. Your 30s are like your 20s, but with money. So you're telling me I'm going to blow all my money in my 30s? So we're done with any money in my 20s, okay? Do you guys know how bad I wanted a $400 potato can at 22? Bad. Really bad. It's called Moon Cannon MX-1. It launches full 150 yards.
Well, back to As Goes Wisconsin, we were talking to comedian AJ Grill, who you were just hearing. So did you ever get the potato can?
I did not, but I continue to look at them, and they're falling in price.
Everybody's ooh, it's like flat screen TVs. Every year it's a little more affordable. I just love that there are specific models of potato guns. Who knew that there was more than like one model of a potato gun? I mean, do you need a license for that thing? That feels like it could really hurt someone.
Second Amendment, Christian.
I know.
You don't, and I. Yeah, cover potato guns, plug guns, yeah. Yeah, you guys surprised me with that clip. It's good that I didn't have a radio clean clip. Look at that.
There you go, baby. All right, so we were talking about this last week, AJ, and I'd love to know, are you really missing, like, do you think the Laughing Tap should become an anti-woke comedy club where you feel safe to say whatever you want to tell any shots?
Yeah, I think Joe Rogan should buy the Laughing Tap. I've been saying that for years.
Hey, man, if he wants to pay me some money, I've got a price, too, so.
No, I mean, as we have you here, I think, Greg and I talk about this a lot on when he comes on every Wednesday, but I think the conversations around, because I've seen your set, I think I saw you do the 2021 Milwaukee Comedy Fest is when I saw you perform, and I'm like, do you feel limited in what you can or cannot say these days because of cancel culture?
That's such a silly thing. And I feel like it's becoming a more and more like mainstream topic. But like, you can say whatever you want. You just have to be able to deal with the ramifications of what you say, which has been the way that it's always been.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, George Carlin got arrested. People are getting arrested. Like, comedians are not getting arrested for obscenity anymore. But unlike the early comics, who would get arrested all the time for saying what they want to say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the thing is back then, when they were getting arrested, the public clutched their pearls and said, I can't believe you said it. Now when it happens, they're like, I can't believe we can't say whatever we want because it's comedy. And now Tucker Carlson is taking comedy as this big, you know, like, they're not saying, like, Tucker, we don't need you.
Tucker, you're not funny.
Yeah, we don't need you. Man. You're not funny. You're not even ironically funny. You are nothing. And don't try to help us. By the way,
there's a great podcast where we bring some of these comedy historians and they talk about, like, from way back before it was even stand-up comedy, like, comics continually, like, being canceled. Like, this is not a new thing. You could always say what you wanted, but you're going to have to deal with the ramifications of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. do, and yeah, I agree with AJ. You can say whatever you want. I support you saying whatever you want, but you better be able to have the thick skin to take the criticism. And 9 times out of 10, they don't have it.
Well, maybe it's better for your skin.
We are tough. We are tough people who definitely don't cry when we're at home.
Yeah.
That
last we don't need extra validation all of the time.
And you know what? If you say something and the venue's like, hey, you said that, and we don't like it, you're not allowed to do that. They're totally allowed to do that too.
Yeah.
Find somewhere else to go.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so, as far as AJ, we're going to put the link out for our show notes today for your album. But I guess any other tours or dates or anything, at least in Wisconsin, because that's where our audience is. But what's coming up as far as performing?
I'll be at the Brunder. I think I'm saying that right. The Brunder Mansion this weekend, Saturday, April 1st. I'm going to be doing, gym in, I don't know, it's near the Laughing Tap. Sorry, Greg.
Like a gym?
Is that a gym that serves beer?
Oh.
Is that the show I think it is?
Maybe.
Okay. I have thoughts. Go on.
I'm sure it is. But I'll be there. What else do I got coming up? If you have any listeners in Columbus, Ohio, I'll be in Columbus, Ohio, Iowa City, Iowa. At Boone and Crockett every other Thursday at 10 o'clock. We're getting England out on a show there. It's free. We got some great comics coming through, and that's always a really fun time.
Oh, fine.
I need to get to that show.
I'll go with you.
Okay.
Let's do it.
All right.
All right, and then I guess final question. Will you be there on Monday for the Brewers' opening day?
Yeah, you want to go on Monday?
I will be there. I'm there. I already got my ticket.
See, I thought the homeowner was tomorrow, and I refused to go because it was Cubs, and then I found out. I'm so oblivious right now, so now I want to go.
That's okay. I will be listening. I'm actually the staff of the that I work at. We're doing what we call dumpster dogs. We make hot dogs for the dumpsters on opening day. So we're going to be dumpster dogs in the Brewers tomorrow.
That does not sound appealing. Well, I'm going to be totally honest. It sounds like it's stomachache. What would happen?
It's better than what our friend Gary Zajkowski does, which is before when you could take food in, he would put cooked bratwurst into a bag. And
like
just take
like a plastic
yeah. He would do that. He would just all of a sudden pull out a sweaty brat in a sweaty pure bun. Hey, you want a pocket dog?
Yeah. I'll get a pocket dog any day.
That's right. A couple of days, so that's fine.
Yeah.
I don't care. Look at this. Does this look like the discernment of fine taste?
All right. Well, AJ, you're welcome back anytime. Thank
yes.
you so much for joining us today. This has been super fun. We'll catch you live at Boone and Crockett soon.
We'll see you tonight, buddy.
All right. When we come back, can you be honest without hurting people's feelings? I think I can. Greg, do you think you can?
I kind of want to be honest and hurt people's feelings.
No, that's another approach.
I can.
All right. We'll be back in just a minute. This is As Good As Wisconsin.
You say something like, is that it? I don't know what you're trying to say. You're trying to say, oh yeah, that's it. And you tell me you want some more. Well, I'm not surprised. But I'm quite sleepy.
Keeping the Fox Valley connected, informed, and entertained. This is Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Mark Millard. A U.S. journalist detained in Russia, veteran Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovic detained in central Russia, the FSB accusing him of spying for the U.S. on a business backed by Russia's military-industrial complex. It's unlikely Republicans will do anything about an assault weapons ban in the wake of this week's Nashville school shooting carried out by a shooter with two semi-automatic rifles. Still, the Biden administration trying to keep the pressure on them, spokesman Karine Jean-Pierre.
Republicans in Congress need to show some courage. And if they had courage, they would be introducing legislation on banning assault weapons today.
two U.S. Army Black Hawk helicopters have crashed in Kentucky during a training flight. No word on the crews. There will be a news conference later this morning at Fort Campbell. Kentucky lawmakers overriding Governor Andy Beshear's veto, forcing a bill that bans access to gender-affirming care for underage trans individuals to go into effect. This is ABC News.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and Gaia Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid.
Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake?
No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development?
Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than sacks, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday to Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The spring election is Tuesday, April 4th. It's being called one of the most important in the country, with candidates for one state Supreme Court seat on the ballot.
Vote, and then tune to your local Civic Media radio station for coverage you won't find anywhere else.
It kicks off at 7 p.m. with a special ad to Wisconsin.
Then at 8, News Director Terry Bell has results with reporters checking in from around the state.
Election coverage live Tuesday, April 4th, starting at 7 on your local Civic Media radio station, streaming on the Civic Media app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you're age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. To learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
Hello? I'm a Marine.
No matter how you serve.
My buddies from the Army are all gone now. I'm really alone.
No matter what you're going through.
I keep getting calls about the bills, and I'm trying to get a job. I feel so stuck.
We are here for you. If you or a veteran in your life is experiencing thoughts of suicide, dial 988 and press 1 to reach the Veterans Crisis Line.
Someone's feelings. 844-967-2789. Do you feel like you can tell the truth, like be honest with someone, without hurting their feelings? Or is it impossible to be blunt and honest and still keep feelings intact? What do you think?
Yeah.
Okay, what do you think?
You gotta be careful.
Yeah.
You have to be careful. I have, in the past, been somewhat harsh.
No!
I know, yes.
I don't believe it.
Well, I wonder, but I think it's interesting, especially with our Midwest niceties, that sometimes the thing can turn into passive aggressiveness or just sucking it up and not, and like harboring resentment. Because I think sometimes when you don't tell the truth, it depends what it is, you risk having feelings build that the other person doesn't understand, that doesn't realize that you're harboring, and then something just blow up finally. But
yeah.
That's for something that is bothering you versus giving feedback, like in a work situation. Like how, like balancing that ability to be honest, mm-hmm. but not rude.
I think you can do that if you know. I mean, at the end of the day, I think everyone wants honesty, but I also think everybody needs good, positive, being held up positively. Like, you know, if you ask me something, I'm like, I love the work you're doing, everything you do, like, I love the work you're doing, you're a valued part of the team, here are some places for improvement. You can do that. You can be honest. You can also make a person feel good, and you don't have to be, like, hurtful. I think if you're being hurtful, you're going, trying to be hurtful. You don't care about the person's feelings. That's just how I feel.
But I do think, too, I think there are people who do not want to hear the truth.
Oh, agreed.
And because I've had, going back a long time,
yes.
friendships where all they want you is to be their ear mm-hmm. and then to agree with everything and every decision that they make. And as soon as you point out that there might be a slight flaw in your argument, it's like, you're not my friend. You don't support me. That's the end.
I call that friendship with conditions. I've had friends like that in the past where you can't talk about certain things, you can't do certain things, all the, and I'm like, this is a friendship is open. A friendship should be honest. A friendship should be free to each other and helpful, and you grow. The moment that someone turns away and says, well, you can't say that to me, or you're not agreeing with it, that's a friendship with conditions. That's yeah. not a friendship. That's not a friendship.
Well, we want to hear from you. Is there an example of either a time someone was honest with you and you appreciated it, and they didn't hurt your feelings, but it was a good thing, mm-hmm. or vice versa, that you were very honest with someone and it didn't come off as rude?
It didn't go so well.
Or do we get maybe it didn't go so well? Either 844-967-2789. That is 844-96.
Party.
And we bring this up because we actually both separately came across this video on TikTok where. It's from an account called Purple Sheep Consulting. They set up a video that says, whenever I hear someone say, I'm not rude, I'm just honest, he feels like that's not true, because then he cuts to this clip of Simon Sinek, who's an author, motivational speaker. He's great. I really love Simon Sinek. But then he cuts to him giving this piece of advice.
Whenever I hear someone say, I'm not mean, I'm just blunt, or I'm just honest, I can't help but think about this clip.
There's nothing that says the truth has to be brutal. It just has to be true. You don't have to hurt people. Also, timing. True story. So I went to see a friend's play. I could not wait for this thing to end. It was so bad. And I went out to say hi to her after the performance. And she came out. She was still in the costume and makeup. She never always tell the truth. These kinds of things. And she says to me, what did you think? Now is not the time and place. She's pumped up full of adrenaline. Now it's not time for me to give her a critical evaluation of this god-awful performance. I sidestepped the question, but said something true. I said, it was such a treat to be here, to see you do your thing. You know, I've been wanting to see you on a stage forever, and it was so much fun to see you on the stage. All of that was true. The next day, when the adrenaline had come down, I called her up and said, can I tell you what I thought about the play? She goes, yeah, of course. And I told her critically, piece by piece, what I thought about it, and how bad it was. We had a perfectly rational conversation about it. Didn't hurt her feelings. The day before, it would really hurt her feelings. We mistake being honest with being honest now. Now, I kind of lie, and I have to answer the question, but I can answer it tomorrow when the conditions are better for that message to be received.
I agree with that.
I agree with it, but do you feel like, so as a performer, so if I were to come see you do your stand-up,
mm-hmm.
and the night of, it's the same scenario, and yeah. then the next day, if I called and said, do you want me to give you my thoughts on the show? Do you feel like the next day you could hear criticism without it being hurt?
If we had that friendship, comics do that for each other. For a while, there was a comedian out there when we would do sets, he'd come on my conversation, he goes, I got some notes for you. I'm like, I didn't ask you to take notes. I didn't ask you for anything. I want to do my set, and that's it. But if we had an arrangement, or if we had that kind of relationship where we gave each other notes, absolutely, for a couple of reasons. One, I trust you. Two, I know you're going to tell me the honest truth without hurting my feelings, so therefore, I can feel however I feel about it, especially with jokes which are so tender to comedians. But at the end of the day, I will think through it and say, She's not going to tell me this if she didn't mean it. So what can I do to make this better? Or whatever it is with the joke. Yes. In the same spirit, I could absolutely handle that.
You got to be careful when you sidestep a question like that, though. Because I think he made a good point about how much he glad he was sincere and how much fun that was. But sometimes people are a little bit more savvy and they can see you sidestepping it. As the youngest of six kids, I asked my mother once if they had planned on me or if I was just a surprise. And her response was, Jane, we love all you kids.
How old are you when you asked that?
I don't know, maybe 12. And that kind of answered my question, but not exactly what I was looking for.
I mean, it's really all about this, how the sidestep. If she says, what do you think? And I just go, oh my gosh, this popcorn was amazing. Or you say something dumb. But he already sets up the fact that they have a relationship where he is honest with her. And I like the fact, like, let's take brutally out of it. Brutally should be reserved for, like, murder, not the truth. Because he's right. I don't like when people say, I'm not mean, I'm just honest. Like, no, you're mean. You're mean. Because your honesty, are you even honest then? Are you actually honest, or are you tinging your, quote-unquote, honesty with meanness to hurt somebody?
Well, because I would say I'm a fairly direct person.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's some colleagues of mine who've read some of my emails when I am getting to the point. And I'm not disrespectful, but I am also not littering my email with a bunch of emojis and exclamation points mm-hmm. and, like, passive voice in how I'm wording things.
Yes. You don't dance around a lot.
I don't dance around a lot. Time, Jane.
No.
I don't have time to dance around this question. Let's say what you mean. And that's in the worst scenario. I would say in friendships, maybe sometimes I'm a little bit more sensitive, and it also is knowing who the person is. But I do think that there is a difference between I'm not rude, I'm just honest. But I've never used those words. I've never been like, because I don't think I often get accused of being mean. But direct, yes.
Yeah.
And so, I do you think that people who say that, who are like, who've been told they are mean, and they justify it by saying they're just honest, you think there is actually a twinge of, I am here to, like, irk you a little bit, in the way that I say this, and I know that I'm doing it.
If the person says, I get this all the time, people say I'm mean. I'm not mean, I'm honest. If you're being told on a regular basis that you are hurting people's feelings, you can't walk away from it going, I'm just honest. You, I mean, you can. People can do whatever they want. But at the end of the day, if people are telling you this, you have an obligation to look at yourself and say, if I'm being, quote unquote, truthful as I think, why is it making people hurt? That's, to me, just basic.
But I think it draws, and there is no, we're not going to answer this question definitively, but the line between sensitivity,
mm-hmm.
individual sensitivity and how they receive things versus the fragility in which people deliver things. Like, where is the burden, like, where is the balance between that burden of, like, certain people, like, to a certain extent, like, you need to toughen up and be able to take criticism or take mm-hmm. feedback and not think that anytime someone's being, like, holding the mirror up, that it's an attack versus people who, like, how much burden is there on to, like, deliver information carefully?
The burden is on both individuals to approach other individuals with empathy and kindness and caring. That doesn't preclude you from being truthful. If I'm talking to you, I know how to speak to people with empathy and truth and kindness. I don't want to hurt your feelings. I don't want anything I tell you to hurt your feelings. But as a listener, I also need to understand that I can't be so sensitive that everything that you tell me that's truthful is coming from a place of attack. So there's responsibility on both ends. But my point is, if you're the type of person who says, everyone says I'm mean, I'm just honest. Well, if everybody, quote unquote, if that's a true statement, if everyone's saying you're mean. And rethink the way you talk to people. Because at the end of the day, your life's going to suck.
And they're just providing cover for themselves.
Yeah, it's the same people who are like, I'm a jerk and I know it. I'm like, cool. Way to say something you should never be proud of.
But then there are some people who are like that, right? It's the whole idea of like owning the libs. And there are certain personality, and I've known some of these, and usually men, but sometimes women, that they get a kick out of getting a rise out of people.
Yeah.
And you see a lot in like keyboard warriors, but I don't know people who love to do this. And I don't know how they maintain friendships.
Because they surround themselves with people who think they do or what they do.
This was a person that my brother was in my brother's friend group. My brother's no longer friends with this person. I don't know how much he's grown up or changed over time, but he is, and I knew him, this was pre-Trump, but he was, and you can imagine we did not see eye to eye on group trips when we would all be hanging out, but like, it's one thing to have your belief system, but I don't necessarily think he had a belief system. I think he just wanted to be contrarian.
He liked chaos.
Yeah. Yeah. And he liked to see how far he could push people.
Yeah. And the...
He's a big fizzy douche.
And those types of people hang out with the same type of people. And at the end of the day...
other people in the group didn't do that, so I never understood why they liked this guy. I was like, why do you let him hang out? And I'm like, well, it's fun. It's like, yeah. That's your excuse.
Because maybe they get it, and they don't care enough about whatever, and they're like, yeah, I don't care if the chaos reigns when he's here. It's fun to have the chaos. But they're not being honest with him. But you don't know that, so they'd be lying to you, too. They could be like, yeah, one person in that group might be like, yeah, I hate this guy, but we always invite Alvin out.
I wish his name was Alvin.
Me too.
I really wish his name was Alvin instead of
yeah.
the other.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. And the bigger they are with that, the less honest they are with themselves and with other people. They're going to tell you, I'm contrary. I like to, you know, if you tell me not to do something, I'm going to do it. Well, that just makes you
an independent thinker.
You're a child, then. That's what you are. You are a child.
All right, well... solved that one.
Yeah, did it.
Next. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk about who's headlining at the Laughing Tap coming up this weekend. Really?
No.
Debbie is pretty funny. All right, we have one more segment. Stick around. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
I will forget the alphabet. Has anybody else forgotten the alphabet? All right, yeah, I don't forget the letters, but I do forget the order that the letters are supposed to go in. So what I did is I came up with a mnemonic device to help help make me remember the order of the letters of the alphabet. This is something that you can say to jog your own memory if you ever forget, okay? Acronym-based comedy. Doesn't ever feel good. Honestly, I just keep lamenting my negative opinion. Perhaps questioning reality serves the universe very well. Xylophoniac Zebra.
Welcome back to Asgo's Wisconsin. I'm Kristen Bry. That is Greg Bach. And Jane Venner is on the board. Who are you listening to, Greg?
Laughing Tap headliner this weekend, Mr. Ian Abramson.
That's pretty impressive.
That is just a touch of Ian's, I think, genius.
Okay.
He is a stand-up comedian, but he is also, I don't want to say performance artist because I feel like that'll get negative connotations, but his has more of a high art type of thing. So if you like conceptual comedy, this is going to be right up your alley. It's very, I think it's got influences of Kaufman, but it's not so off the rails where you think he's just going to run out of the building and, you know, wrestle someone on the street. But who knows? But he's just very, very funny, and the jokes, the way he takes jokes and formulates them and presents them is wonderful, and I truly adore him. I'm so happy he's back.
So he's been there before?
He headlined one nighter in 2020, March of 2020. That was before we closed for 4 months.
And then, so when you guys just opened?
Pretty much, yeah. And then he was supposed to do a weekend, I think, last year, 2021, and at the last minute he got a call from Hollywood saying, we need you to audition for something special. And then Hollywood calls, they go, which is fine.
Did he get it?
I can't remember.
Oh.
But, you know, I know he got off that weekend. But Ian is fantastic. He's super kind. And, yeah, if you like your comedy with a little more highbrow and a little more art and a little more zhuzhing, a little more theater, I pulled another clip that I'm going to ask Jane to play. And I don't know whether to give it away now or just let you listen to it. And I'm going to play the clip now, and I'll tell you why I pulled it.
There was a portrait of an old man, you know? All right, okay. I love to think that all this is Rip Dave, you know what I mean? All right. The other day, Google asked me to reset my password. They said I needed 8 unique characters. So I entered an entire Tennessee Williams play. Great, okay. Noted. A little about me, where I come from. I grew up in the science projects. That Steve government has been under fake volcanoes. Thank you, okay? You would not believe how surprised I was when I found out that Roe versus Wade was not about ways to navigate water. I said, you're going to repeal what? A prime minister is a minister that can only be divided by itself and one.
So the reason why I pulled that clip is because it's this Conan clip, and if you watch it, this goes back to what AJ was saying as far as, like, visuals. In his clip, he puts a dog collar, a shock dog collar around his neck, and he hands the remote to an audience member and says, whenever you don't like a joke, just give me a shock. And that special, the Tennessee Williams joke, and the following one, and the final one, he got shocked. And you see it on his face. He's like, all right. And then he says, noted, and the audience is laughing. It's because an audience member has just shocked him into his neck. That's amazing. So it's going to be a fun time. He's very funny. Tickets are available. Go to laughingtap.com. It's going to be a great time. $20 for tickets. No drink minimums. If you're not available this weekend, we have Amir K next week. Coming, he's doing 5 shows. That'll be fun. And yeah, so yeah.
I just want to reiterate to Greg, those are really good prices.
Yes, thank you.
They are really, really good
prices. Thank you very much. That, that, honestly, like, I'm not gonna lie, that means the world to me every time someone says that, because, you know, no one at the club is rich. We understand the value of a dollar.
But you value money.
I do value money, but I value... Shut up. I value your money, and I don't want you to have to blow $300 to come into my club.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want to spend $300 on alcohol, but, you know, parking and babysitters and all that stuff, like, people have to do to go out.
Mm-hmm.
I want to make sure that you are, even if you're spending $20 or $200, that you had a great night there. And we don't want to keep people from coming because they can't afford a night to go see stand-up. I mean, I know people were like, I can't afford to go see this person I love because the tickets are too expensive.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
That's so,
well, I'd pay anything to see her. No, actually, I don't know why I said that. I'd pay anything to see Beyonce.
You would pay anything to see Beyonce?
Yeah, absolutely.
Anything?
Yeah, you want, like, a reading glasses? Do you want them?
I don't think that will get you to be
that's called, it. That's called bartering.
Yeah, and that's the way the world used to work, ladies. If you didn't, that's how America was great.
I feel like my max for Beyonce would be
$500,
depending on how close I'm sitting. I've paid $350.
So I don't think I would pay whatever. I did say this, Bridget knows this. If Daft Punk ever went on a tour, she knows that I'd probably max out a credit card to see it.
You take a second mortgage to...
I would pay the flight, I'd pay the hotel, I'd pay the date. It would be a major thing for me. And
okay.
I think my cap would be like $3,000-$4,000. I would go into a little bit of debt to see that. Because I know it's probably never happening again. Because they haven't toured since 2007. The point is...
Really, 2007?
Yeah, that was the last time they toured. They didn't tour for
the last songs, A Whole Night, that was 2013.
They didn't tour at all.
Wow.
So, but you know where you can see great comedians touring?
The Laughing Tap.
LaughingTap.com. Three shows this weekend, 7:30, and it's 10 o'clock on Saturday night. Tickets are available. Ian Abramson is the headliner, and yeah, it's going to be a fun time.
No star, ha ha, fun time, power hour.
You were just getting it. You said that I was
off the tip of the tongue now.
I was listening last week, and I was like, wow.
I don't even screw it up anymore.
No, you don't.
All right, well, this has been a very fun show.
It sure is.
I love when you're here, Greg.
Thank you. That means a lot to me. I
really
hope
it gets us through the week.
Oh, stop it.
Even if you tell me to shut up multiple times for show.
Well, when you're being ridiculous about the barter system, I mean, that's an important... That's important.
We should go back. You're not an altered capitalist. You're an anti-capitalist.
I'm not an anti-capitalist.
All right. Well, we will be back tomorrow for another fun-filled show of As It Goes Wisconsin. Stick around for Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian, although it will definitely just be Luke because Brian, I think it's Brian on vacation. But, or the Chat Home Show. So thank you for texting and calling. We'll be back tomorrow. Have a great Wednesday.
Everybody, how we...
Listening to the talk of Green Bay.
WTBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CD Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News.